Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast this week. Thank you for joining me. On last week's broadcast, I was ministering on a message I've entitled Waters of the Spirit, and we were looking at a chapter found in 2 Kings, the third chapter. And I'm not going to read all of it as I did last week, if you're perhaps familiar with the content, but I'll just try to summarize. The chapter opens by saying, "The son of Ahab began to reign in Israel, and his name was Jehoram. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, just like his father, but he put away the images of Baal, but he still clung to the sins of Jeroboam, and he did not depart from those which he, you know, Jeroboam, if you remember, erected golden calves in Dan and in Bethel." And so what we see happening here now, there's an interaction, there's a drama developing between three kings. And it says in verse 4 that there was a king of Moab named Misha, and he was a sheep master, and he had to pay tribute to the king of Israel. In fact, it said he rendered 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams. That's a lot of livestock with the wool. But at any rate, what happened when Ahab died, that when Jehoram then assumed the throne, that Moab, and sometimes frequently happens, they think there's a change in the kingship, well, they will just rebel and they refuse. Maybe this new king monarch isn't as strong. And of course, that did not work. And so Jehoram went out of Syria. He numbered all of Israel. And then he sent a message to the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. And he said, "I need some help. I'm going to battle. Will you join me?" And basically, Jehoshaphat, "Yes, I will." And then it says in verse 8 that they went through the wilderness of Edom, and there's not a reference to communication, but obviously the king of Edom joined them, and they went on a journey approximately 7 days, and they then began to find themselves in a very, very difficult and serious situation. There was no water. And not only for them, for the large military manpower that was present, but also for the cattle, for the animals. And perhaps, we don't know the details, they may have been going in a direction where they expected to find wells of water, but maybe they dried up. At any rate, they didn't have water, and it was serious. And in the wilderness, desert situations, you won't last very long. And so Jehoram says in verse 10, he says, "Alas," and he blames the Lord. He said that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat, who is a godly king, asks, "Isn't there a prophet of the Lord that we can inquire of because of the difficult situation?" And one of the king of Israel's servants said, "There's Elisha." And Jehoshaphat said, "Oh, he's a good man. The word of the Lord was with him." And so they went down to him. And then Elisha said to the king of Israel, because of his abominations, because of his idolatry, he says, "What do I have to do with you? You know, go seek the prophets of your father and your mother." And in fact, he goes on to say, he said, "As the Lord lives, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat, I would not even talk to you. I wouldn't even see you." However, he is entreated and he asks for a minstrel. And the word of the Lord came to him. And this is where we want to pick up what the Lord then began to do. And so we see that in this verse 16, the Lord does give an answer, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches," or basically water holes. And it does take effort to build a ditch, and sometimes in our situations, we want God to move, but we're not willing to seek God, to wait on God as we should. It takes praying. It takes getting down before God. And of course, the more you dig, the bigger are your blessings. And what we don't really think of, that there is effort in a spiritual way. I'm not talking physically. But, you know, digging ditches was hard physical work. But spiritually, we have to be disciplined. We have to wait upon the Lord. We have to have faith. We have to trust Him. We have to praise Him. And the reason the prophet was asking them to dig ditches, so there would be room for the water. And we have to make room, if you will, for the blessings of God. Get away the complaining, get away the fear, get away the doubt, and say, "Lord, I'm going to follow your word. Your word says, Lord, if I will trust you, if I will praise you, if I will believe you, I will see an answer to my prayers." When we believe God, beloved, the waters will flow. And in verse 17, now let's see what the Lord continues to say. "For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain." Interesting, right? "Yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts." So God is at the point of providing a supernatural miracle. We don't know how it gets there, but it's miraculous provision. And this was a tremendous promise. God sure promised them a lot. How awesome those words must have been as they heard the prophet of God speak. They were in danger of dying of thirst. And do we not, beloved, in our desires to walk before the Lord or to see our needs met, sometimes we limit God. And what then God did, he reminded them in the very next verse, verse 18, and he says, "And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord." In other words, providing that water. He goes on to say, another remarkable statement, "He will deliver the Moabites into your hand." Praise God. And so we can see that God wants to do so much more sometimes than we believe Him for, give Him credit that He wants to do. This is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. Beloved, you might be at the point of exhaustion right now. You might be so tired your bones ache. And sometimes our spirits are so hurt, we just want to go off and hide under a rock and cry. But God is saying to us today, "I see your point of need. I'm going to meet you at your point of need, and I'm going to see you through it. But, beloved, hear the word of the Lord. We're going to have to do some digging. We're going to have to make some ditches in this valley, whatever this valley situation is in your life. And if we are willing to do that, if we're willing to do what the Word says, to believe God, to trust God, and, you know, as the Word says, "My heart and my flesh faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And the Lord is saying, "I'm going to move. I'm going to fill in those ditches with those ditches with floods of living water." He's going to provide waters of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is saying, "You prepare me the ditches, and I'll supply the water." What does water represent? It represents power. Water represents life. In fact, without this combination of hydrogen and two parts oxygen, this planet would not be able to survive. They science astronauts looking at the heavens, they know planets that are desolate and destitute of water, there's not the possibility of life being present. And water also, beloved, represents a satisfying of thirsty hearts and lives. You might be so spiritually hungry right now, but if you will honor God, if you will wait before Him, if you will trust Him, beloved, we all go through sometimes really dry seasons in our lives. You might be doing everything. You might be listening to me and say, well, Sister Glass, I am praying. I am seeking God. I am waiting on God. I am praising God. But then, do you know what? The scripture tells us, Paul tells us, regarding the whole armor of God, having done all, stand therefore. Amen. And so we stand with the armor of God, and we continue to praise God. We continue to just hold our ground. And just as Moses spoke to the Israelites by the Spirit of the Lord, he said, stand still and see the salvation of your God. Now, there are times we may have to physically, he may speak to us to do something physically, but the point is, if we will listen to the Lord, you know, we can say, praise God for the water, praise God for the blessings. But a lot of times we don't hear all that God is saying. God said, I will fill up those ditches with water. You must just wait and see. This is a light thing for me to do. I'm going to do something else. Are you ready? He tells them, I'm going to deliver the Moabites into your hand. Praise God. When we get down before the Lord, I'm talking about really seeking God, bringing our thoughts, our bodies, our families, our jobs, bringing them all before the Lord, then we will begin to see God move. Well, there's much more I want to be able to share, but we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and I do invite you to join me at this same time. And if any point in time you're not able to listen to the broadcast, or you'd like to rehear it, feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I would like to invite you to write and share your prayer requests. It's always such a joy to my heart to hear from new people that are listening. Maybe they've listened for a while, but they're just connecting for the first time, whether it's by email or letter. And it's such a blessing. I love my spiritual family. I pray for them every day, my UCM partners, as well as you. Even if you've never written, I'm praying for you every day. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. I love you in the Lord. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.